following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey all, Dwight here with another Refuge Devo. You know, I had this question. What is grace? How does grace work? I have to be honest, I sometimes struggle for a good definition of grace. I don't struggle with the doctrine of grace or that God could deal with me in His grace. My struggle is a good working definition of grace. You know, I've heard the acronym GRACE, God's Riches at Christ's Expense, and the term unmerited favor. But what do those actually mean? I know we're justified by His grace. I know we're saved by His grace. I know that grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. And that we are under grace, and that we are to rest fully upon His grace. The new Bible commentary states that God's act of putting people into a new and right relationship with Himself is an act of sheer grace. He acts without compulsion and apart from any reasons outside of His own will. Grace is an act of God's own will. All the blessings that a relationship with God affords us, justification, forgiveness, redemption, eternal life, anything that our relationship with God affords us comes to us as an act of God's will. Not by our actions, not by our will. We put our faith in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection as a payment for our sins, but they are afforded not because of our will, or our faith, but because of God's will. Grace is the vehicle God uses to make all these things available to us. You know, in Romans 5:19 through 21, Paul writes this, "For it is by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience many will be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that offenses might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 21, sin reigned in death because of the law, but grace reigns through righteousness. Or you could say, the will of God reigns through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ. God offers us eternal life because that's His will for all earth, for all mankind, for all humans everywhere. 2 Peter 3:9 says this, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God's not willing that any would perish. That's His will. What's your will? What will you choose? Are you in His will or are you out of His will? Eternal life is yours because that's God's will for you, but you have to receive it. You have to put your faith in what Christ did for you. You have to turn from your sin. Now, God offers this up because that's His will. And that's His will because He loves you. So, my encouragement to you today is turn from darkness to light. Walk in God's will. God's will for you is His grace. His eternal life is yours because that's His will. It's a pretty good deal. Will you take it? Hey, this has been Dwight with another Refuge Devo. Be well and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.